Since last Tuesday, the Southern Poverty Law Center has counted more than 400 incidents of harassment and intimidation related to the election. As Martha Dalton reports, some cases have been reported in Georgia schools.
Karen Madrid is from Honduras. Her son, Aaron, was born in the U.S. and attends first grade in Carroll County. She says after last week's election,
some kids in the school, they told him don't come back more in the school because he's no American people.
The teacher intervened with the students and called Madrid to apologize. In Gwinnett, school officials are investigating a note sent to a Muslim teacher telling her to hang herself with her headscarf. A DeKalb County teacher was removed from a school last week for allegedly insulting undocumented immigrants. Carrollton City School Superintendent Mark Albertus says in such cases, it's important to speak up.
Let us know and we will take care of it right away.
So far, state officials haven't issued new guidance on harassment and intimidation, but several districts have reiterated their no tolerance policies for bullying. Martha Dalton, WABE News.